From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile, but it apparently exploded shortly after it was lifting off. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency reported that Pyongyang had test-fired a missile from a region north of its capital. Commander David Benham of the U.S. Pacific Command said the ballistic missile launch occurred near Pukchang Airfield and did not leave Korean territory. Benham said the North American Aerospace Defense Command determined the missile did not pose a threat to North America. The White House says that President Donald Trump has been briefed on the latest missile test, which landed in the Sea of Japan early Saturday. A brief statement issued by the Office of the Press Secretary said that the Trump administration is aware. That missile launch came just hours after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson addressed a special meeting of the U.N. Security Council on North Korea. Tillerson called for increased pressure on Pyongyang to give up its nuclear program.
Lastly, as we have said before, all options for responding to future provocation must remain on the table. Diplomatic and financial levers of power will be backed up by a willingness to counteract North Korean aggression with military action, if necessary.
China's Foreign Minister Wang Yi deflected President Donald Trump's recent calls on Beijing to solve the North Korean problem. He said that China is not a focal point of the problem on the peninsula, and the nuclear issue does not lie on the Chinese side. Police in Iraq say four people were killed and eight others wounded by a car bombing at a police station in central Baghdad Friday. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.